For just the fifth time during their 4.5 years of living in the White House, President George W. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush held a formal dinner this past week. The occasion was to honor the visiting Prime Minister of India. And as NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore notes, the honor was matched by the importance of meetings between Mr. Bush and his Indian counterpart.
Historic realignments are best perceived in retrospect, but it may be that we are witnessing a historic change in attitudes towards India and Pakistan. It struck me that something was very different when the visiting Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, reached an agreement with President Bush that would permit India to get international help with its peaceful nuclear program while retaining its nuclear arms program. Because of our shared values, the relationship between our two countries has never been stronger, the president said. That reflected, in the first place, concern about the activities of Pakistani nuclear scientist Abdul Qadir Khan, who's been helping the nuclear programs of North Korea and other countries. President Pervez Musharraf has done nothing to punish him. But the change in attitude also reflects the end of the Cold War and the new requirements of a war against terrorism. A half century ago, Secretary of State John Foster Dulles condemned India as immoral because of its policy of non-alignment in the confrontation of the superpowers. And when India went to war against Pakistan, Secretary Henry Kissinger said in a secret memo that the Nixon administration was tilting towards Pakistan. More recently, Pakistan has been valued by the United States as a staging area for the war in Afghanistan. No longer. The American and British view of Pakistan is conditioned by Musharraf's inability, despite lavish aid, to crack down on the terrorist training centers and the Taliban operating from just across the Afghan border. It is symbolic that whereas most of the 9/11 hijackers originated in Saudi Arabia, three of the four suicide bombers in London on July 7th had been in Pakistan. The Bush administration has turned down an Indian request to be recognized as a nuclear weapon state under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. But other than that, the administration seems ready to show the kind of favoritism to India that it once showed to Pakistan. This is Daniel Shore.